your name?
Paul, World Team. I'm from Juneau.
So you're down here for the weekend?
Finally. I've wanted to come for years.
What do you think so far?
People are friendly, the weather's fantastic, the drinks are delicious.
Okay, and anything that you're particularly looking forward to this weekend?
I'm looking forward to some time off, good friends, good food, and festivities.
What's your name?
Amelia Jenkins.
Tell me about your outfit.
I am the Vis Queen, and so my skirt is Vis Queen. My leggings I chose because I asked my friends which ones I should wear out of a few pairs, and they said not these because they were too trashy. So they were the obvious choice. A corset, which looks great, makes it really hard to breathe. A pin from 2014. That's not that old.
The little Norway pin.
Norway pin. I have older ones. A Mjolnir, Thor's hammer, which was given to me by one of the craftsmen on Main Street, selling beautiful stuff. Gave me a piece of scrap metal in the shape of Thor's hammer, which fits just right in the cleavage. And a chainmail necklace that I bought on eBay.
So are you from Petersburg?
Yeah. Grew up here. Now I come back every year for the festival.
What's your name?
Jean Osborne.
So tell me about your booth here. What are you selling?
Mostly crocheted hats. All different kinds of hats. Animal hats, little Viking hats. I have little Frozen princess hats. All kinds.
Do you do this every Mayfest?
I try. When I can get the day off from work, I do.
And what's your name?
Otis Marsh. We're trying to encourage people to do genealogy work.
So you're encouraging people to find out who they are, who their history is and their heritage?
Yep.
And how do people go about, what would your advice be? What are you telling people?
Well, we're just saying to do it, but we've got some information here to help. We're kind of pushing family search and how to get on that and do it. And we're signing up people if they want help to find their family that's long gone.
What's your name?
Andrea.
You're visiting Petersburg from where?
Whidbey Island, Washington.
Is it your first time here?
Yes, it is.
So how long have you been in Petersburg? Is this your first day?
What time is it? 3 hours. Probably.
But you planned to be here for Mayfest?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I'm going to be probably intoxicated all weekend and fly back a Sunday evening.
What's your name?
Tiffany Davis. We are running the Scooby-Doo and the Jumping Dragon, and we're raising money for my daughter to go to Ireland this summer on a mission trip.
So you own these blow-up
bouncy castles? Yeah, we've had them probably for 16, 17 years. It's been a long time.
When you first got them, what was your intention?
Well, me and my husband, when we went to college down in Arizona, we ran them on the weekends. We would deliver them to birthday parties around Arizona. So every weekend, we would make money by driving around delivering them to birthday parties, and that's how we paid for college. Not these two. Well, after we moved back, we were like, hey, it was a great deal in Arizona. Let's bring some up. So we got them from the company that we used to work for, and they've been profitable ever since.
Say, Mr. Harold Bergman always said, we don't need to introduce dignitaries because we're all dignitaries here. And it's so true.